With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities in New York still sorting out the situation at LaGuardia Airport, where an Air Canada flight collided with a Port Authority vehicle just after landing. Very few details have been released, although it is being reported now the aircraft did suffer some damage in that accident. No word on casualties in the plane or in the vehicle that was hit. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says if TSA workers don't get paid soon, even more won't be showing up for work.
As we look forward to Friday, that's when the next paycheck should come. And if this Homeland Security funding isn't resolved, I think you're going to see more TSA agents as we come to Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. They're going to quit or they're not going to show up.
Now, Duffy says he believes there will be a deal to pay TSA workers sooner rather than later.
It's hard for these individuals already to make their ends meet, but without getting paychecks, it's even that much more challenging. And so they're going to take other jobs to put food on the table and pay the rent. So I do think it's going to get much worse. And as it gets worse, I think that puts pressure on the Congress to come to a resolution.
That audio, courtesy of ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Clock is ticking toward President Trump's deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
On Saturday, the president set a 48-hour deadline for Iran to fully reopen the vital waterway, or the United States would, in his words, obliterate Iran's power plants. In response, Iran warned that the Strait of Hormuz would be completely closed immediately if the U.S. followed through on Donald Trump's threat. A day before the president gave his ultimatum, he said he was considering winding down military operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Scotland rejecting assisted suicide.
After months of debate and a vigorous campaign by pro-life advocates, Scottish lawmakers have voted down a suicide bill 69 to 57. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says, quote, "We thank God that lawmakers got the message. So many colleges of medicine and disability groups expressed concern about the risks to the vulnerable and the sheer unworkability of the proposals." England is also considering assisted suicide legislation. Michael Harrington reporting.
New poll asking moms about church. It comes from Motherhood Today and reveals about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services is to grow in their faith. Second most commonly cited reason to learn more about the Lord. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries but wish there were more mental health support systems. SRN News. Oh, don't look now, but allergy season is here, bringing with it runny noses, itchy eyes, and all that sneezing.
The good news is that treatments for seasonal allergies have become more effective in recent years. Pollen trackers, like the one maintained by the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, can help people limit exposure. Experts also recommend masks and over-the-counter medications. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America issues an annual ranking of the most challenging cities to live in if you have allergies. This year, the top five cities are Boise, Idaho, San Diego, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Provo, Utah, and Rochester, New York. John Scott reporting.
Hawaii suffering its worst flooding in more than two decades. Very heavy rains in the last 10 days caused a lot of flooding around the islands. Muddy floodwaters smothered vast stretches of several areas. $1 billion in damages. More details, srnnews.com.